Thank you and good afternoon. An autopsy has been scheduled for this Friday after an inmate died at the Humboldt County Jail last night. Correctional deputies saw the inmate experiencing a medical crisis, and emergency personnel transported the inmate to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The cause of death is unknown at this time as toxicology results are pending, and the identity of the victim is being withheld as officials notify next of kin. A man in Redway was sent to the hospital with a gunshot wound. Dan Squire has more.
The sheriff's office is investigating a suspected attempted murder in Redway yesterday afternoon that sent the victim to the hospital with a gunshot wound. Deputies responded to the scene on Whitmore Avenue at just before 2 o'clock, where they found the 41-year-old male victim lying alongside the roadway. He had suffered at least one gunshot wound and was taken to the hospital for treatment. No suspects were identified, although a gray Dodge pickup truck with body damage and no tailgate may be involved in the shooting. Deputies failed to locate anyone during a search of the immediate area, and detectives have opened an investigation.
Thank you, Dan. An Arcata resident helped Arcata police officers in the arrest of a man who was seen fleeing the area of a vehicle burglary on Tuesday night. When police arrived on scene, they saw 40-year-old Todd Butler running away from a location where he had hidden the stolen property taken from a vehicle on 8th Street. A witness positively identified Butler as the suspect, and he was arrested and booked into county jail for grand theft, drug possession, probation violation, and 4 outstanding warrants. The stolen property was recovered and returned to its owner. The second suspect, who was seen on surveillance camera stealing toys for Tots Benz at the Bayshore Mall on Monday night, was arrested. It was Tuesday morning where detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP unit spotted 33-year-old Robert Cochran, who was wearing the same clothes seen in the surveillance footage, and he was arrested at the scene. Wednesday morning, POP detectives, along with Fish and Wildlife and the Coast Guard, located the second suspect at the foot of Pound Road, 31-year-old Stephen Danielson. Danielson was found to be in possession of stolen property linked to several other vehicle burglaries as well, and he was arrested on numerous charges. Police were unable to locate the stolen toys for Tots Benz. The Eureka Police Department announced on Tuesday that Lynette Mullen was hired to be Eureka's Homeless Services Manager, a position that will work primarily out of the police department. The new Homeless Services Program Manager will provide direction as she'll work in coordination with the city's Homeless Strategy and Implementation Plan. I look forward to the opportunity to address homelessness in Eureka, Mullen said in a statement. My job is to work with partners throughout the community to follow that plan, and I want to get things done. On Monday, the Fortuna Police Department handed out yearly staff awards at its annual department meeting at the River Lodge. The Volunteer of the Year award went to Rod Chucker, while Dispatcher of the Year went to Caitlin Teasley. The vote for Officer of the Year ended in a tie, however, with Dennis Stevens and James Jangoleski taking home the honors. The department's Employee of the Year award went to Kendra Bailey. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two people have been arrested in connection to the shooting death of 20-year-old Tyson Claros in Manila on Monday morning. Deputies lying on Highway 255 with multiple gunshot wounds after deputies responded to an initial report of an armed robbery. Claros was pronounced dead at the hospital. Later that night, a detective located and contacted 23-year-old suspect Cesar Valenzuela Campos at the Shell gas station on Myrtle Avenue, and he was arrested and booked for murder. A short time later, detectives in the county SWAT team responded to a residence in Eureka and arrested another suspect, 18-year-old Tamara Thompson. She was booked into jail for homicide as well as an outstanding juvenile warrant. Details related to the events that led to the shooting of Claros have not been released. An Arcata police officer on patrol in the Uniontown Shopping Center on F Street early Tuesday morning heard the sound of breaking glass, and that officer had two burglary suspects in custody. Officers responded to the storefront on foot and saw 18-year-old Hollywood resident Silver Bonner fleeing from the scene. She was chased down and arrested by officers a short distance away. While still on scene, officers watched as a second suspect, 18-year-old Robert Abner, came out of the same business and was arrested after a short foot pursuit as well. The subsequent investigation revealed that Abner may have been responsible for two other burglaries in the city, and both he and Bonner were booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.